Hey there, and welcome to King Crush Thursday. This is the place where we're redefining the stories we hear about Black men, one amazing guest at a time. In each episode, we ask the same six questions, but trust me, no two answers are ever alike. Each conversation opens up a whole new world of experiences and insights. So grab your headphones and get ready to join us on this exciting journey. Let's dive right in with your host, Val Gay. Hi, welcome to another edition of King Crush Thursdays, the series where we highlight and uplift Black men, because frankly, not too many people are doing it. My name is Val Gay, and I'm super excited to bring this amazing brother to you today. This brother knows life. He is an acclaimed motivational speaker from Toledo, Ohio, and he has experiences from the streets to the highest echelons of academia. And so please welcome Dr. Victor Coleman. Hey, Dr. B.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. How are you? Thank you so much for joining us. Oh,
no problem. I'm doing well. It's a good day, right? Another day to be alive and try and get life right.
That's right. Awesome. That's awesome. Excellent. Well, Dr. B, we are so happy that you have joined us for this episode. This whole series really is about creating a repository of six questions and 100 answers from 100 different Black men, with the goal of having a young king who may or may not have a positive Black male role model in his life, for him to be able to come to this repository, see these same six questions, and see the different answers from these different kings, and perhaps find guidance in that. And for the rest of us who are neither male or even Black, that we can get an insight into this understood, if you will, a group of people who are often maligned, who are often positioned into these myopic type of stereotypes that is just showing one part of our community, but not the vast majority of it. And so I'm so grateful that you're here to contribute to this conversation. And with that, we're going to get started with the first question, which is, what does manhood mean to you?
Wow. Honor, right? It's about honor and honesty, right? Since I was a young boy, I've always been told that, you know, my word is all that I have. So I wanted to be a man of honor, and I wanted to honor my word. So if I said I'm going to do something, that's what it is that I'm going to do. And that's what I think a man should do, right? A man should stand in the position to represent his family in honor, right? A whole man, a healed man can do that. So for me, spent much of my life going down the journey of healing and getting to that place where I can stand and be a man of my word and be honored to stand in that position.
That's beautiful. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. So Dr. B, who and or what is important to you?
Wow. The world is important to me. And here's why. My children, first of all, are important to me, right? My immediate family, right? But the world is important because as a man, I do realize the world needs me. They need my story. They need my voice. They need my energy, right? They need my effort. They need my attention. So the world is important to me because if I don't share my story and if I don't go out and help another young Black boy or Black girl or brown boy or white boy, or white girl, right? If I don't go out and help, how do we really bring change, right? So the world is important to me.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so, Dr. B, how do you want us to see you?
You know, it's funny you asked that question. The last few weeks, I've really been thinking heavy in the space of legacy, right? And I think I want my legacy to be nothing more than about inspiration. I want others to be inspired when they hear my name, when they see me, when they meet me. I want it to be about inspiration, uplifting and inspiration. Yeah, that's what I want it to be.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, Dr. B, what is your epic dream?
My epic dream is to continue to, well, really is to stand on stage and just inspire, right, the world, right? All around the world, I want to go and inspire the world and really change the narrative that's been painted or created about Black men, young Black men. Today, I was reading a news article where There's a story of two young black men who had stolen a car and put on a high-speed chase. And just reading the comments, it was just, it was kind of like, wow, you know, this is where we are. We're judging our children instead of embracing them and showing them a different way. And the reason why this story connects with me is because myself, that's how I started out, right? My first big arrest was when I stole a car and put on a high-speed chase running from the police, right? That was my first big arrest at 15 years old. So I connect with those young people. And I simply go into the comments as Dr. B and simply say, you know, let's pray for those young men. Let's wrap our arms around those young men and let's show them a better way. It's not too late. And that's where I am in life.
Thank you. You've been telling us all along in your answers, your amazing answers, but I'm going to ask you explicitly, Dr. Victor Coleman, who are you?
Wow. Who am I? That's a great question. I think that changes, right, with each year as we grow, as we learn more about ourselves, as we learn more of our likes and dislikes. And I think I'm still on that journey to really discover who the last piece of that chapter, when I do leave the earth, right, with that last piece of that chapter, will say, who is Dr. V? Today, Dr. V is energetic. Dr. V is excited. Dr. V is motivated. Dr. V is encouraged. Dr. V is happy. Right. Dr. V is healed. He's whole and he's God fearing. Right. So that's who Dr. V is. And Dr. V is on a journey to find others in, on that same path, whether they have arrived fully or they're on the journey, and to connect with them. That's who Dr. V is.
That's really powerful. Thank you. Thank you so much. So here we are already. This happened so fast. But here we are already at question 6, which is, is there anything that I should have asked you that I didn't, or you wanted me to ask you that I didn't? In other words, what did I miss?
I don't think you missed anything. I think you asked some great questions. But what I would say to anyone listening is take a moment to really reflect on where you are and how you got to where you are and what may be preventing you from getting to where you desire to be. And I'll share with, for me, it was those childhood traumas, those things where I was angry with my parents about maybe something that happened in my upbringing, when really, if I took a step back and realized that they did the best they could from the positions or the tools that they had to raise me. And then I go one step further and I say, wait a minute, though, they were dealing with traumas too. So if we take a step back and see where we are and really say, hey, I'm here, I made it here. How did I get here? Right. Whether it's good or bad, how did I get here? And then I want to get over there. How do I get to where I desire to be? I promise, if we look at those traumas and our history, I think we can heal forward and move forward and get to that final place that we desire to be.
That was such an amazing answer. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I so agree with you about what we need and what our community needs, empathy and love and acceptance and the opportunity for all of us to grow. And even to use, I guess, spiritual terms, repent, which just means turn around from what you were doing, right? Turn and go. So thank you so much. I just appreciate your presence in the world. I appreciate the presence in your presence in the lives of anyone who comes in contact with you to show the redemptive power that is possible for all of our lives. And so I'm so grateful and I honor you, my King. And I pray that you will continue to grow and be impactful wherever you go and that you will expand. And I just thank you so much for being with us today and contributing to this conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you for joining us for this episode. I hope that you were as inspired as I was listening to Dr. V. And if there is a Black man in your life that you want to see highlighted in this forum, please click the link in my bio or in the message below and fill out the questionnaire and we'll take it from there. We really are looking to engage 100 Black men that are positive and successful. I don't define success by what someone does for a living, but by the impact that they have on the people in their lives, be it the nuclear family or the broader community and everything in between. And so stay tuned for next week for yet another amazing King. And in the meantime, please remember to spread love and have a great day. Thanks so much. And thank you so much, Dr. V. That was awesome. That was really awesome. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
King Crush Thursday is produced by Val Gay for Ithan & Lloyd LLC. Copyright 2024. Check out the video of this interview on youtube.com/Val Gay. And while you're there, like, comment, subscribe, and share.
Also grab your King Crush Thursday limited edition merch at kingcrushthursday.com. Bye!